This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Giving da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How should we start our da'wah? What should we focus on more in our da'wah? If we look at the key element and the most important thing that we need to focus on, it's the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Calling to La ilaha illallah, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us, and as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about the methodology of the Anbiya, of the Prophets alayhim as-salam, in giving da'wah, that the core of their message was the call to Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and negating joining any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدَ اللَّهُ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ, that we sent to every nation, a Rasul, a messenger, telling his people, worship Allah and stay away from worshipping a taghut, which is anything that is falsely worshipped with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the core of ibadah. And the core that we need to focus our da'wah on is calling to tawheed. And we look at the da'wah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did he focus on most in his da'wah? When he started his da'wah in Mecca, what did he focus on? He focused on calling the people to tawheed, calling the people to La ilaha illallah. And a lot of people today have the misconception that, hey, after we're all Muslims, we shouldn't focus on this anymore between ourselves as Muslims. Even today, when it comes to giving da'wah to non-Muslims, many of the du'at want to focus on other issues to try to show the people the beauty of Islam by focusing on science and the Quran and things like this. And no doubt, that is a tool and it's beneficial, but it's not the core thing we need to focus on. All of the Anbiya, all of the Prophets, alayhim as-salam, they focus first and foremost on the Tawheed. And the Tawheed, this is the major difference between a Muslim and between a non-Muslim. That's why we need to focus on it. And the Prophet ﷺ didn't stop focusing on Tawheed. This is a misconception that a lot of Muslims have, saying when we talk about giving da'wah between Muslims, no need to focus on Tawheed, because all of us already say La ilaha illallah. But the Prophet ﷺ, when you look at his da'wah, he started with Tawheed. He started with Tawheed and he ended his da'wah before he left this dunya with Tawheed alayhi salatu wa salam. When he sent Mu'adh radiallahu anhu to Yemen, he said to him, يكون أول ما تدعوه إليه اللا إله إلا الله, or شهادة اللا إله إلا الله, that the first thing you call them to is the shahada of لا إله إلا الله. And one narration, أن يوحد الله, for them to worship Allah as one, or the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was on his deathbed, and pay attention to this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he was on his deathbed, what are you going to advise the people with? If you were about to die, what would you advise your followers with? What would you advise your family and your children? The most important thing to you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was on his deathbed, he focused on two issues. Two key issues. The first and foremost was the issue of Tawheed. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى اتَّخَذُوا قُبُورَ أَنْبِيَائِهِمْ مَسَاجِدًا, that Allah had cursed the past nations from the Christians and the Jews. Why? Because they took the graves of their prophets as places of worship. They worshipped their prophets after their death. He was warning his followers to stay away from falling into the same thing by joining partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also focused on the issue of the salat. And the salat is the implementation of Tawheed. It's the implementation of La ilaha illallah. Look at the first command in the Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us, Ya ayyuhan nas, u'budu rabbakum الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. O mankind, worship your Rabb, the order with Tawheed. The one who created you and created those before you, perhaps that you will gain the taqwa. And then the next verse, the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids us from doing, is joining partners with him, and he says, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. We learn from this lesson today, my dear brothers and sisters, the importance of focusing on tawheed and making the tawheed the key of our the core of our da'wah and the core of our actions and our ikhlas to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah knows best. Allahu alam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad.